Hello, it's the 26th of July, 2019, and today we have the King of Swords and the Queen of Coins and the reversed Ace of Swords. For entertainment purposes only, because it's Friday, I thought, why not have some fun and ask the cards about the election? I regret doing that, but the deal is no putting cards back once they're drawn. King of Swords in the past position. Air, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius, Taurus is powerful and likes people to know it. He is coldly calculating and not at all interested in the human interest side of things. It's all business all the time with this Peter Pan King, he of the two faces or dual or double-edged personality slash personalities. And yes, this is the Trump card. The nurturing Queen of Coins is in the center today, Virgo, Taurus, Capricorn, and a splash of water signs, and is a mother and a successful career businesswoman herself. Interestingly, this is also the first lady's card, Taurus, or it could be one of the female candidates who is, at least financially, very conservative. Ace of Swords, Air, Gemini, Libra, Aquarius, Capricorn, Mercury, Saturn is nothing if not a thwarted new beginning at the very least, an abuse of power, chaos, and obstruction at its worst. Or Melania can't handle another term. Thank you for the commentary. Whatever happens, we're not going to get the truth. Do we ever? You can't handle the truth. This reminds me of the Keith Richard Donald Trump story, so you can look that up if you want. There is a knife involved. Otherwise, this could be some kind of legal action someone from your past is attempting to take against you or your company or business. But whatever it is, they'll find out pretty quick you're blameless. Or a divorce is delayed. Save us, Melania. Save us, Keith.